this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you today. Today I want to talk about grace during the Acts period. Now we must be careful to distinguish between the gospel of the circumcision and the gospel of the uncircumcision in Acts. To the Jews was preached repentance. They, as Christians, were to be awaiting the inauguration of the new covenant. They were still under the law and very zealous of the law until the end of the book of Acts. The law had been added to the covenant because of transgressions, so in no way could the gospel of the circumcision be called a gospel of grace. They had certain conditions to perform, and one of them was repentance. Also, they were to continue with the observance of the Passover as they were taught in 1 Corinthians 10 and 11. The cup was connected with the new covenant of Jeremiah 31, which had been ratified by the blood of Christ on the cross. This Passover had been forbidden forever to Gentiles. See the conditions of the Passover in Exodus chapter 12. And notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and 11, Paul is addressing the Jews in that section. But during the latter part of the book of Acts, Paul had a gospel to the Gentiles, which is called the gospel of the uncircumcision. It was a gospel of grace, not of law and covenant. The Gentile was not required to do the works of the law. The council at Jerusalem settled that. The Gentile was baptized in water, which was a sign that he was identified with repentant Israel. By being so grafted in, according to Romans 11, the Gentile could partake of Israel's blessings. The blessings were his without the works of the law. It was pure grace. Now notice, baptism in water was not a part of the law, but was instituted by John the Baptist. That's just a side note. Now in Galatia, it seems that some Gentiles were led to take part in the things of the law, such as feasts and holy days. By doing so, they had fallen from grace. Paul was afraid for them. If they partook of the cup, then they would have to be circumcised, and if so, they would be debtors to do the whole law. Just read Galatians. That would completely frustrate grace. Now, people should think twice before they partake of the cup, lest he become a debtor to do the whole law and thus be judged by the law. Grace is much better. And remember, today people have it backwards. In the book of Acts, the Gentiles were baptized, but they never partook of the Lord's Supper. And yet those who profess Paul's gospel today do just the opposite. They forbid baptism and make Gentiles keep a Jewish feast. I think that's a little inconsistent. Search and see whether these things are so. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.